Yecheskel Paraches Pasuk Tesvav Lilin Ishmas Harav Avram Nasanel Ben Shalomo, and for Rafua Shalema, for all in need of Rafua Shalema. This has been a series of somewhat lengthy shiurim because this is a very short parak that needs an awful lot of hesber, and that's not even including the pasuk that Rashi said don't lay his bainin, don't look into this pasuk. Now Vayomer Eli Haro Esau Ven Adam Od Tashuv Tireto Evos Gedolos Meela, and if you think that all the abominations you've seen so far, the idol of jealousy in the north, the forms and getchkas carved into the walls of a cave, digging into the tunnels into the heart of the Beis HaMikdash, the women weeping in front of the idol Tammuz, there's even more toeva coming. It gets worse. Tezayin vayaveh osiel chatzar Beis Hashem hapenimis. So the vision now takes me to the inner gate, the inner courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hine Pesach Heichal Hashem, Bein Ha'olam Uvein HaMizbeach, and at the entrance of the Heichal, of the great building that houses the Kodesh Kodeshim, within it, between the entrance hall and the Mizbeach, this is the real Mizbeach in the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbach Nechoshes, Ke'esrim v'chamisha ish. There were approximately 25 men. Achorehem el Heichal Hashem. And they have their backs turned to the sanctuary, to the Heichal. Ufenehem kedma, and their faces were to the east. The Kodesh Kodeshim was all the way in the west on the Har HaBayis. The east side of the building is the entrance to the Heichal. And they have their backs to the Heichal and are facing further east towards the Mizbeach and the other side of the Har HaBayis, away from the Kodesh Kodeshim. Behema mishtachavim kedma. And they're bowing to the east, which is absolutely, Rabbi Breuer calls it the audacity. The Heichal is where we have responsibilities, where we have actions to take, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they are literally bowing and I'm sorry, bending with their behinds to the Heichal. What is that? And what are they bowing to? La Shemesh. To the sun. Rabbi Breuer connects it using Rav Shamshal Fol Hirsch to Baal Pa'or, which was known for the nether regions of a person. The god of shamelessness, who was worshipped by giving brazen prominence to the most bestial aspects of human life. The idea that they would do something so crude, so awful, so despicable, to turn their backs and their backsides to the Heichal and Kodesh Kodeshim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's unthinkable what these people are doing. And in response, there's a kind of crude reference that's used in Yechezkel that I wouldn't dare say unless the Psukim say it. Vayomer Eli, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in a moment of low humor, or in a moment of absolute disgustingness on behalf of these people. Remember, we've been davening for a Beis HaMikdash for 2,000 years. These people are in the Beis HaMikdash, and what are they doing? Vayomer Eli, Hashem says to me, Haro Esau ben Adam, Hanokel Leves Yehuda, have you not seen Ben Adam? That these people, these terrible people, who are bowing now to the sun, Hanakel Beis Yehuda Me'asus Es Toivos Asher Asufo. Is it not bad enough, the Toivos that they've already done? Sorry, it's catching up on the page. Was it too trivial, Hanakel? Was it so little to the house of Yehuda, to prevent them from performing the abominations that they're performing here in the Har HaBayis? Ki molu es ha'aretz chamas. Oh, there it is again, frighteningly. They have filled the land with chamas, with violence. And that's a triviality to them, says Rashi. That is meaningless to them that chamas is everywhere. Think about the blame that people are placing on Israeli intelligence, that they took Hamas too lightly. We were warned 3,000 years ago by the prophet not to take Hamas in the Aretz lightly. By Yashuvu l'hachiseni, and yet they turned around to make me angry. And Shuva Yisrael is about doing tshuva, but instead they're coming back to make it worse. To anger me, v'hinam sholchem es hazemora el apam. And this is what I meant before, that I wouldn't be able to say this if it wasn't there in the psukim. They are, I'll just put it the way the translations and the mefarshim put it. They are sending disgrace, hazemora, or a foul odor into their nose. So Rashi says, and again, I could not say this myself. Rashi says, "Em sholchem sazamora, v'hine sholchem el chutmam es reach ra shel zamora." They are expelling air from their nether regions. Flatulence is what they are doing. Now, the Mefarshim use that to talk about the song, quote unquote, that they are singing. Their orifices are being used. Again, that's why I mentioned before the idea of the their backside facing the Heichal. They're just absolute, entire, not just disrespect, but despicable treatment. Why in Eicha do we hear about the worst terrors being perpetrated against the Jewish people? Because this is how the Jewish people acted before the Churban. Is doing something so unthinkable that I can't even translate it without being absolutely uncomfortable in every way. And that's why I am going to react with wrath. I will not spare them. I will have no mercy. And they're going to cry in my ears with a loud voice when they're being tortured and dismembered and killed and destroyed. They're going to have what Rabbi Breuer calls feeble cries for help. V'lo eshma osam. Because they went from making one kind of noise in Pasuk Yud Zayin to making a screaming noise, begging for clemency, much too late in Pasuk Yud Ches. The Abar Benel says, I'll read the translation, it's just right on it. Although it is my nature to be compassionate, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their provocative abominations are so extreme that I say, lo echmol. There is no compassion. There is no compassion for this kind of absolute total lack of respect, even for religion itself, let alone for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if anybody listening doesn't think that our generation and our internet and our world doesn't share this same despicable, low humor, South Park attitude, and I don't blame South Park per se, I'm saying this kind of attitude where nothing is worthy of respect, particularly not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we expect when the hand of justice comes down on us? Demanding midah keneged midah for our terrible treatment. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. It's not enough for us to say, that was those guys. We're so much better. Do we not sin in darkness? Do we not still have responsibility for why the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt yet? When we had it, we didn't appreciate it. Now, we wish we could appreciate it. But here's a warning that over the generations, they went from bad to worse to worse to worst of all. All of it in the service of Avodah Zarah that they didn't truly believe in, the Rambam says. Klal Yisrael never truly believed in the power of Avodah Zarah. But the power of Leitzanus and the power of undermining is very, very, very seductive. The Chazal tell us that often. I think in Pirkei Avos, one word of Leitzanus can undo tremendous good. And one act of Leitzanus in the Beis HaMikdash to bow to the east, facing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kodesh Kadoshim, where the Kohen Gadol feared to go even just once a year, we lost gravitas. We lost respect. We are still working to try to get it back.